In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Do you have a nickname? Did you have one or even more growing up? People get nicknames for a variety of reasons. Some come by a physical trait, like shorty for height, or red for hair color. A nickname could be a shortened form of a longer given name, one that's easier to say. Beth for Elizabeth, Chris for Christopher. Sometimes you cannot be sure where a nickname came from. It seems quite a few guys have the nickname Bud, and not sure where that comes from. Perhaps a shorter form for buddy. The same is true for people who live in biblical days. The disciple Simon was given another name, Peter. He meant the rock for the solid confession he made. One day Jesus asked who his disciples believed he was, and Simon said, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." Great answer. Solid as rock. Now he is known as Peter. The disciples James and John wanted to call down a storm of destruction on a town that didn't receive and treat Jesus with respect. Their nicknames? Sons of Thunder. On this day, the second Sunday of Easter, we remember that we have given a nickname to someone who didn't believe that Jesus had risen from the dead. We now call him Doubting Thomas. In the first reading from Acts chapter 4, we come across another nickname, Barnabas. The man's name is Joseph, but he is called Barnabas. Why? Because of what he so often did. He was an encourager. He built people up. He gave of himself to take care of others. He supported those who were all alone. He was a son of encouragement. That's what Barnabas means. And what a great nickname, Barnabas, the encourager. Now, that's a nickname all of us could have. All of us can be encouragers, just like Joseph from Cyprus. So, how did Joseph become Barnabas, the encourager? Well, look at Acts chapter 4, verse 33, and you will see the key to his nickname. Please read with me. "And with great power, the apostles were giving their testimony to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great grace was upon them all." The name Barnabas is a resurrection nickname. He becomes the encourager because of the power of Jesus' resurrection. He encourages people because Jesus' resurrection has brought grace to his life. But Jesus' resurrection is not just a name changer. It is also a life changer. A life changer. When Jesus rose from the dead, people's lives were changed. Remember before the resurrection how Peter denies Jesus when things get tough? On the night when Jesus is betrayed, our Lord ends up on trial. He is headed to the cross. Peter is watching all this play out. Three times people accuse him of being one of Jesus' disciples. Three times he says, "I'm not." No rock solid confession that night. He is disgraced by denial. But later, Jesus, alive, body glorified, meets Peter on a beach and restores him. Three times Jesus asks him, "Do you love me, Peter?" And three times Peter responds, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." Changed by his meeting with the risen Jesus, Peter rises up to become a great apostle in the early church. Same for Thomas. He doesn't believe. "God, you show me," he says. And Jesus does just that. "Here, put your hand in the nail marks, Thomas." Everything changes. He believes. He too becomes a great apostle in the early church. He too is changed by the resurrection. We don't know if Barnabas ever personally saw Jesus risen from the dead. But it doesn't matter. The message of Jesus' resurrection, the apostles proclaim, was powerful and life-changing too. It changed Barnabas. Jesus, the risen Lord, came to him in that message. And Joseph of Cyprus became Barnabas, the encourager. The same is true for us. The message of Jesus' resurrection changes us. Are you struggling with sin? Jesus is risen from the dead. Your life is changed because whatever that sin is, you are forgiven. Are you doubting God's love? Jesus is risen from the dead. Doubt becomes strong faith once again because his death was because he loves you. And the resurrection proves that was his plan. Are you too easily angered? Jesus is risen from the dead. Relax and be calm in his peace because he lives to take care of whatever upsets you. Are you afraid of getting sick? Losing your job, losing someone you love. Jesus is risen from the dead. He is with you always, no matter what. Are you weak and heavy laden? Jesus is risen from the dead. He listens to the prayers you take to him. He gives rest to the weary. Are you complaining and jealous of what others have and you don't? Jesus is risen from the dead. Contentment comes from the Lord, who lives to grant you rich supply. Are you trying not even to think of your death? Jesus is risen from the dead. You too will rise, as will everyone who confesses him, as did Peter, as did Thomas. Are you crabby and negative? Jesus is risen from the dead. He can change you to be a Barnabas. Yes, you can be a Barnabas too. Just look at what Barnabas did. He had some property, a field. We don't know how big it was. We don't know how much he got for it. We don't know if he had other fields. Doesn't matter. What's important is what he did. What is important is that he did not consider that field as his own. No, he knew it was God's gift to him to use wisely. So he sold the field and brought the money to the apostles. What was the money used for? For those in need in the church. He saw that some people didn't have enough. He sold the field. He gave the money. And you can guess what the result was. The people in need were encouraged. Someone cared for them. Someone knew what they were going through and wanted to help. Someone was willing to give away what he had to make sure they had enough. You know who else was encouraged? Those in the church who watched Barnabas do this. They were encouraged that someone would be so generous. They saw that what they had wasn't their own either, but was the Lord's gift to them. They gave too. In that church at that time, none of the members was in need. Barnabas, the encouraged, changed by the resurrected Jesus, made that happen, or helped make that happen. Do you see what the resurrection looks like? It's the grace and power of Jesus working in Joseph's life so he would get a resurrection nickname, the Son of Encouragement. It's interesting that this is not the only time Barnabas was an encourager. The Apostle Paul started many of the churches after Jesus rose from the dead. He wrote many books of the New Testament. But he was not always such a passionate proclaimer of Jesus' resurrection. No. At one time, he persecuted the church, and he was very good at it. He arrested people who were Christians. He was happy when some of the early believers were put to death because of their faith. But then he met the risen Christ on the road to Damascus. Everything changed. The persecutor became the proclaimer. He wanted everyone to believe in Jesus now. But not everyone believed he had changed. Many were still afraid of him. And you know who helped pave the way for Paul to be accepted by the disciples? Barnabas. He spoke up for Paul. He vouched for him and traveled with him. He put his life and reputation online for Paul. His words encouraged Paul. That encouragement could have been one of the reasons Paul became the apostle who started so many churches, who took the powerful message of Jesus' resurrection throughout the ancient world. Barnabas, the encourager. Here we are today. We have heard the powerful message of God's grace. Jesus is risen from the dead. He is at work in our lives. He is changing us. And so we can each be a modern day Barnabas. But what does that look like? Barnabas spoke up for Paul. The words he used were words of encouragement. You too can use words of encouragement instead of words of discouragement. You can be positive in a negative world. You can, encourage people rather than tear down people. You can lift them up with words that are a gift to someone else. To build people up. To let them know someone cares. To let them know that Jesus cares. Barnabas also gave to those in need. And it still happens in the church today. A pastor was visiting a small business owner he knew, and he had about a dozen employees in his company. As the pastor and the business owner took a tour of the shop, the business owner spoke to each of his employees with a word of encouragement. And the quality of their work showed that his words of encouragement were honest. However, there was one employee who said that she was in pain that day. Her face was swollen and a tooth had gone bad. The business owner was concerned about her because she didn't have dental insurance. So he told her to go home and wait for a call from him. Then the pastor and the business owner went to lunch, and during the meal, the business owner was on the phone with his dentist. He set up an appointment for his employee that afternoon and arranged to have the dentist put the charge on his account. Then he called the employee and told her to be at the dentist's office at the appointment time. Now, tell me, who was encouraged by his providing her with dental care? The woman, certainly. She needed the care. The other workers saw what he did. They had to be encouraged by the man they were working for. Are you? I am. Probably as much as that pastor. Barnabas was no doubt this kind of son of encouragement. Joseph of Cyprus is giving a resurrection nickname. Barnabas, the son of encouragement. It's a good nickname for us too. When we encourage others with words that build up and by the generosity we show. But we need to remember one more nickname today for Jesus. Jesus is giving many names. Savior, Good Shepherd, Redeemer, Reconciler, Lord, Prince of Peace. But today we have heard another name for Jesus. Life Changer. Life Changer. Jesus' resurrection gives grace and power to change lives into Barnabases, encouragers with words and generosity. Jesus' resurrection gives grace and power to change lives into Barnabases, encouragers with words and generosity. Jesus is risen from the dead. Jesus is the life changer. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.